From Hollywood. From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
Right, just hang on here a second for me. I got to zip up or you know who will want to make an appearance.
It's just about enough of
it. Oh, Jesus. Almost had a something about Mary moment there. Oh, God. Wow. All right, from the Mojo Studio on Sunset and Vine. What do you say we go on another action-packed adventure before I injure myself?
Let's do it.
Here's what's on tap on the wrap. Free money. It's what everybody wants, right? His name is No Nuts. Do you know who I'm talking about? Well, you will. Fleabag is back and ready to clear his debt of $5,000 with a movie quiz that I've agreed to do. And what in the Netflix is going on with Warner Brothers? We'll talk about it. I've got the 5 best books to spice up your sex life just in time for the horny season. And around the corner, we've got head drama on the way. I'll sprain your brain coming up with Total Recall. Plus our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including a new feature called Bonk Bonk on the Head. And the Angry American will also be here. That's what's happening today on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Monday, December 8th. Only 16 days until men are forced to go shopping.
Who gives a rat's ass?
You know, I don't like to brag, but I will. The weather's been sensational here in Southern California the past few days. Lots of sun. Temps into the mid to upper 70s. Yeah. That's why we put up with all the pain to get that pleasure here in Southern California in December. Yeah, I actually went to the gym yesterday because it's been a while, and I was reminded why I stopped going. We had the dumbasses who like to sit on the machines and scroll through their phones. You know, 30 seconds for a rep, 30 minutes on the phone before they do rep number two. But this one guy, and I know you've experienced this yourselves probably if you're a gym rat, he actually smelled like one because he smelled like cooked cabbage walking around. It was like looking at the human version of Pigpen. Just disgusting. I mean, I'm sitting there working out, man. I'm pumping. I'm sweating. I'm going crazy. And all of a sudden, you get this aroma of cooked cabbage.
Hoo-ah!
God, it was just, oh. I learned a very valuable lesson, man. It was to stay the hell away from the gym on Sunday mornings. You know, it's all just a bunch of seniors waiting for the spaceship to pick them up like in that movie Cocoon, you know? All right, I got to point your attention to Rat's Ass Rock TV to hear the new Guns N' Roses tune, Nothing. I wasn't expecting much, but it's a bluesy little rock ballad that's pretty damn good. You got to hear it if you're a Guns N' Roses fan, even if you're just a rock fan. I don't like Guns N' Roses. Well, listen to it anyway. It'd be good for you. Go to ratsasspodcast.com. Hit the YouTube icon on the homepage, then you tap on playlist, and you'll find it there in the new rock category. Have fun with it. Rock out with your junk out. Be sure to subscribe when you're there, too. All right, let's get into the wrap today. There's been a lot of talk about wealth redistribution lately, and let's first define what that means to some people. Wealth redistribution means they get to sit on their ass and do nothing while rich people give them money for it. And I hate to break it to you, but we already have wealth redistribution in America. It's called having a frickin' job, okay? You work and the rich people who own companies pay you a salary or a wage in return for your services. That's how it works. Now, when you hear Democrats who are in bed with the same rich people, the billionaires, as the Republicans, but they like to act like they're not. The Republicans don't do that, okay? Democrats are like, oh, we're very poor just like you. We're just like you. But they tend to play on the minds of those who want to sit on their asses and collect money for nothing. These people are known as freeloaders. Now, what really needs to change in this country is the rich people who own companies need to forego the multi-million dollar bonuses they pay their CEOs and filter that money back into the masses in their companies so they feel rewarded for their efforts. Team spirit. And maybe that would inspire a few freeloaders to go get some jobs and be a productive person in society. Make money so they can contribute to taxes that support the federal and state governments. Because that's how the system's set up. Okay, that's how capitalism works. In case you didn't know, I am a libertarian and a capitalist. Because we don't need socialism in America. Socialism. It's failed every single time it's been implemented worldwide for centuries. But they don't tell you that in schools anymore. They want you to find out for yourselves. And you're going to. Just watch New York. California, slumlord Governor Gavin Newsom wants to be president in the USA in the worst way in 2028. But we're not going to let that happen, are we, gang? We're not going to let that happen. Mm-mm. This douchebag has done more to damage California in 7 years than all previous 39 governors combined, in my opinion. He's a lion sack of monkey dung. And it's come to our attention that Newsom has yet another annoying habit that we have to put up with. Apparently, he likes to sit like a chick with his legs crossed. Now, it's obvious, when a guy does this, he has no nuts. Therefore, the slumlord has earned the new nickname of Gavin No Nuts Newsome. Do you like it? It's got a nice ring to it, don't you think? No Nuts Newsome? Sounds like a football player. Hey, get the ball to No Nuts. Get us a touchdown. Now, he'd fumble the ball or hand it off to the other team, knowing this guy. All right, Fleabag is back after a week of feeling just under the weather, kind of like Gavin Newsom setting on his face like a chick, probably. But this young man owes me $5,000. And he could have split, never came back after Thanksgiving. But he's got integrity. He came back and wants to clear his debt. And I want to help him do this because I'm trying to help him get over his gambling problem. That's how we got in this mess in the first place. All right, but he's been giving me these TikTok movie quizzes. And I've answered 60 questions in a row so far, and he's up to $5,000 because, well, like I said, he has a gambling problem. But he came in today and wants to flip the script and do movie trivia, and I agree to it because I do want to help him clear his debt, but I'm just as good with music and movies. So I don't know if he's going to win or not today. We'll see. But he thinks he's got some questions that are going to stump me. Now, the deal is I froze the dollar amount at $5,000 to give him a chance. But I also said I'll give you 100 questions to stump me. He's got 40 more to go. So, Fleasus, good luck to you. Let's see what you got. Give me these movie trivia questions. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Movie quotes quiz. Only a true movie fan will get 10 right.
Okay, we'll see.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
I almost went with one.
Show me the money.
Oh, Jerry Maguire, man. Come on, that's easy. Hello?
Jerry Maguire.
Am I answering too fast?
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Braveheart.
Braveheart.
Yes.
They call it a royale with cheese.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
The Big Muck. Next.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
This is the one you thought I would miss. This is Babe.
Babe.
I can tell by the look on your face you thought I would
blow
that one.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
That's not the devil's advocate. That's Usual Suspects.
The Usual Suspects.
Yes.
Game over, man. Game over.
Oh, God, I use this all the time. It's from Aliens.
Aliens.
Next.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Oh, that's Goodfellas. God, we use that drop here sometimes.
Goodfellas.
Oh, you're all slumped over, Fleabag.
These go to 11.
These go to 11. This is Spinal Tap.
This is Spinal Tap.
Yes, I used that for years, too.
Here comes your last question. Comment your score and follow for more.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Yeah, well, that's just like your opinion, man.
Oh, God. The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski.
There you go, 10 for 10. I just watched The Big Lebowski, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. I know that's a popular line from that movie, but I don't know why. It just kind of lays there when he does it. But, you know, people like it for some reason. All right, Fleabag, I'm sorry. You got 30 questions to go, though, but here's the deal. You know, go for geography. Go for history. Go for something besides music and movie and pop culture. I'm fine with that, okay? I want to give you a chance. Because that's just the kind of guy I am. I want to help you with your gambling problem. All right, if you haven't heard, Netflix is about to buy Warner Brothers Entertainment for $72 billion. That includes HBO and HBO Max, plus their franchises like Harry Potter, The Sopranos, The Big Bang Theory, on and on. And they're going to spin off CNN, TNT, and Discovery. I mean, nobody wants these three networks. It's always like anybody who does a transaction like this, we'll just give CNN, TNT, and Discovery to somebody else, or Lifetime or something like that. But those three audiences for those three networks are not as big as the Rat's Ass podcast. I'm lying my ass off right now, but certainly feels like it, though. Nobody watches those networks anymore, do you? But naturally, subscribers are concerned how this is going to impact them, meaning how much is their subscriptions going to go up. Now, Netflix has said, you can expect no changes. Then they threw in the word yet. Yeah, if you can believe they're going to spend $72 billion and not increase the rates that you pay every month, you know what happens when you pull my middle leg, right? Huh? Yeah, sing it with me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your rates are going up. You know it. I'm sorry. And if they do it, they'll have to exit from Netflix. I'm tired of this rate increase all the time. It's just out of principle, really. Are you having trouble in the bedroom? And I'm not talking about getting your Z's. I'm talking about getting it on. Here are five books to check out. This experts say will, help you out a little bit in the bedroom. Make it a little more spicy. Little who's your daddy action, put you on the path of righteousness in the sack. Now, I got to tell you up front, I haven't read any of these books because, hey, I'm the sack daddy. I don't need them. So I can't vouch for any of these. All right. But this is the sexperts talking here. Book number one is The Joy of Sex. And I think we already know what that's about. Book number two is Come As You Are. And it is spelled C-O-M-E. Book number three is The Guide to Getting It On. No doubt this book is straightforward and says, just give it to me now for the love of Christ. Number four, the book is Mating in Captivity. This has to be about prison sex. I hear it's the end thing these days if you're not locked up. Everybody's doing it. So they wrote a book about it. Number five is the book Bunk. Have you noticed bonk is making a comeback, this word? That's why we picked up on it. But they were going to go with pork, but there are a lot of religions that don't like making bacon, apparently. So they went with the word bonk, and that's all it's called, bonk, like bonking. But there you have it, the top five books about sex. So get out there and bang your brains out, kids. Enjoy the holidays, why don't ya? All right, are you ready to find out what the angry American has to say today? All right, brace yourselves. This is Tim Kramer.
I've been telling you for the longest time that if you just listen, if you let people speak long enough and loud enough, they'll tell you exactly who they are. They'll tell you exactly what's in their heart. Take, for example, these Democrats that have been calling Trump a dictator from day one. Trump closes the borders, enforces our laws, makes our community safer, starts blowing up boats that are bringing poison to our shores because the country they're coming from won't do anything. And what do Democrats do? Democrats side with the dictator in Venezuela. Like I said, you let them speak long enough and loud enough, they'll tell you exactly who they are.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Here comes the man with the plan, and he doesn't give a damn.
Whoop-de-doo.
Here is Mojo Elliott with Sports on the Wrap.
And how about those Indiana Hoosiers knocking off Ohio State 13-10 on Saturday to grab the number one spot in the national rankings and winning the Big Ten championship, and now it's off to the playoffs for the Hoosiers. Way to go, Indiana. And why am I so happy? I love it when Ohio State loses. All right, I got a friend right before the game. I said, you know what? This game's going to come down to a late turnover or a missed kick, and I'll be damned if the Buckeyes kicker Noah Ruggles did his impression of Ray Finkel for us. But again, congratulations to Indiana. The reasons I don't really give a rat's hairy ass about college football anymore played out yesterday when the NCAA playoff committee selected James Madison and Tulane to represent in the playoffs over Notre Dame and Brigham Young. Folks, I thought the conference realignment and the player portal made college football a joke, but now it's just a full-fledged frickin' comedy show. I don't want to watch this crap. Notre Dame said, screw it, we're not playing in a bowl game then. And I don't blame them. Now, a lot of the pundits are getting on Notre Dame's case for crying and whatever, but listen, NCAA thought they could, you know, do a gimme to Tulane and James Madison. We got 10 of the top teams. Let's throw in a couple of bogeys here. Let's forget about the schools that really have played well all season, like Notre Dame and Brigham Young, okay? Notre Dame's basically saying, you're not going to make a damn dime off of us during the bowl season. They're not going to go play in some snack cake bowl game. I don't blame the Irish, okay? I know I'm on the opposite end of the scale on this, but when in the hell am I not? All right, in NFL action on Sunday, I think it's safe to say the Chiefs' kingdom has fallen. Kansas City lost to Houston 20-10, and it was brutal. They got smacked around. I mean, the Chiefs are 6-7 on the year. Who saw that one coming? Green Bay beat Chicago to take the lead in the NFC North. Jacksonville might be in first place in the AFC South, but they got to look out for Houston. This team has become a wrecking ball this season. Kansas City found that out last night. Pittsburgh beat Baltimore to take a one-game lead in the AFC North. And you want to circle this date on your calendar, December 18th. That's when the Rams play at Seattle. Both teams right now 10-3, and this could decide the NFC West. It'd be like a playoff game. Monday Night Football tonight, we've got Philadelphia playing the L.A. Chargers. I've got the Eagles taking down L.A. in this one. So far this week, I am 9-4 with my picks. And unfortunately, my Dirty Rats fantasy football team, I've got to own up to it. We got beat by 0.32 points, less than a half a point. And that means, God damn it, I'm out of the money round for the second time in 16 years. I am so disappointed. And to go out by 0.32 points, oh, that's like pouring salt in the wound. Just terrible, terrible. But you know, I still have four championships, I guess, and I should feel like I'm the cock of the walk, but it was just a weird year, man. And it started with all the Joe Burrow problems.
Loser.
All right, check in the chat box at ratsasspodcast.com. Brad Wayne, Rolling Hills, California, said, last week you said you trade Hachimura, Vanderbilt, and connect to Milwaukee for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Would you still do it now that he strained his calf? Well, let's see how quick he comes back from the injury. You know, what scares me about calf injuries sometimes is they lead to Achilles. And he's 31, just turned over the weekend. So it really depends on how he recovers. I mean, the trade deadline is February 5th, so we got some time. If he comes back before then, let's see how he plays. But if he has extended time off, I doubt if I make that trade now. Denny Holmes, Charleston, South Carolina, says, who do you think will win the national championship in college football? You know what? After watching that game against Ohio State, I got the Indiana Hoosiers. Who in the hell is going to beat that defense in college football?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, let's play a round of Total Recall. I'm going to give you four events, and you have to put them in the order they happen, starting with the earliest. All right, here we go. Number one, Alaska becomes the 49th state. The Empire State Building opens its doors for the very first time. Richard Nixon resigns as President of the United States. And the Grand Canyon becomes a national park. All right, one more time. Alaska becomes the 49th state. The Empire State Building opens its doors for the very first time. Richard Nixon resigns as President of the United States, and the Grand Canyon becomes a national park officially. All right, you think about it, and we'll have the answers for you coming up here on the podcast.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
So what do we do when politicians or famous people say some really crazy moronic stuff? Yeah. Did you hear what Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said about being investigated for fraud in Minnesota? After Trump called him a retard, he actually stood in front of a camera and said, people were driving by his house yelling retard at him.
Hey, retard!
And he blamed Trump for it and said that kind of language could lead to violence. Now, you might recall that Walz referred to Trump as a Nazi, Hitler, a king, and a threat to democracy once. He did the same thing to Elon Musk, even called ICE the Gestapo. So Timmy is allowed to spew that kind of hatred, but complains when he's being called a retard. Now, I'm sure people were sitting around, you know, having a few beers at the bar and said, hey, what do you want to do now? Hey, let's drive by Tim Walz's house and call him a retard. What do you think? God bless. You know what? I do agree that nobody should call anybody a retard. It's just not right. Tampon Timmy Walz, he falls into that category too. Shit for brains is more like it. And if Walz was here right now, you know what? I'd give him a bunk in the head. Take that, you filthy jackass. Here, have another one, you lunkhead.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
All right, we may have finally found out the date that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce Swift will be making it official. Reports say it'll be June 13th next year at the Ocean House in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, wherever that is. This is all speculation, though, based on 13 being Swift's favorite number And the Ocean House was originally not available on the 13th, but apparently a mystery person with buku bucks offered to buy the date holder out and offered to pay for their wedding and honeymoon. So it kind of adds up a little bit. But you know what? If this location was Travis's idea, he made damn sure she couldn't be a runaway bride, didn't he? All right, Dick Van Dyke, who turns 100 this Saturday, you can Google him if you're going, who? He said, giving up smoking and alcohol in his 50s is the reason why he made it to 100. Well, you haven't made it there yet, Dick. You got 4 or 5 days to go, and we hope you make it. Don't pull the Betty White. But you know what? Not stepping out in front of a bus also had a lot to do with it, Dick. Does anybody really give a rat's ass about Bethany Frankel? Nah, I didn't think so. All right, 79-year-old singer Cher is set to tie the knot with 39-year-old boyfriend Alexander Edwards. His friends call him, are you ready for this? A.E. Yeah. Right before she turns 80 in May. So there goes half of Chaz Bono's inheritance, and that means she won't be changing back into a woman anytime soon. A funny lady, Melissa McCarthy, celebrated losing 95 pounds on SNL, Saturday Night Live. Wouldn't we all like to do that? I like to lose 95 pounds and go on SNL. But you know what? She probably has the most unique weight loss story of anybody ever. McCarthy lost it all from pooping in restaurant sinks across America. She called it her Losing My Lava Tour. So the next time you eat out, make sure you look for a, what's her name? Melissa McCarthy? Make sure you look for a Melissa McCarthy poop tear sign on the sink. Because, well, after all, that is where she left her stink, right? Woo! Yeah. All right. I know you're keeping track on your own, but just so I can be friendly and remind you, Britney Spears has now been single for 290 days.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, this is where anything goes based on your questions, comments, and observations. Kyle W. from Leavenworth, Washington said, I'm digging your ongoing article about the top tens of rock. Good. Glad you enjoy it. He said, I noticed you left Jimi Hendrix off your top 10 list of guitarists. He's on everybody's top 10 list. Don't you think you're being a racist? Yeah, bingo. That's the reason. I'm sitting right here, right now, wearing a white hood, throwing darts at Hendrix's poster. Come on, Kyle. My God, is it possible I simply like Jimmy Page, you know, Eddie Van Halen, Angus Young, Alex Lifeson, Kirk Hammett, Tony Iommi, David Gilmour, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Joe Perry, maybe a little bit more. I mean, if you didn't notice, I didn't add Eric Clapton or Joe Bonamassa, for crying out loud. I mean, keep in mind, these are mine. These are my 10 personal favorites, not everybody else's. They're mine. Mine, damn it. I also didn't put Nancy Wilson from Heart on that list, did I? Does that make me a misogynist? I mean, Jesus H, why am I defending myself here? I should have just told Kyle to kiss my ass and move on. All right, Greg H, Grand Rapids, Michigan, said your 2025 son of a bitch list was interesting. Yes, it is. It is. It is. I'm going to pat myself on the back for it because I do it every year, and it is damn good if I do say so my damn self. But he said, let me ask, why won't you give Laurent Mamdami a chance to see what he can do before you trash him? Well, Greg, number one, socialism has failed everywhere it's been tried. You hear this from everybody that's been around and studied history for years. We all tell you this, but yet for some reason, and you can call me crazy here, but I have deep doubts that a failed rapper with no real-life experience is going to be the first to make it happen in the history of the world. And number two, this guy campaigned on being anti-billionaire. After he got elected, what's the first thing he did? Started cozying up with the billionaires because he wants money. He's also trying to get, he's trying to suck $4 million, I think it is, in donations from the people who voted for him. So I've been calling him Mam Dummy, but maybe I ought to call him Mam Scammy or Mam Scummy. But trust me on this one, Greg. New York just elected the enemy within. You're going to find out starting in January. All right, Denise B., Tampa, Florida said, what was your favorite toy you got for Christmas as a child? Okay, somebody not beating me up here. Denise, good question. Let's see. I can remember going bonkers for Nerf hoop. I would spend hours and upon hours when it was cold outside playing Nerf hoop in my bedroom. Also electric football. I loved electric football. And when I got that as a kid, and I will give my mother credit, you know, we called her Cyclone for a reason, but, you know, at Christmas time, that ice for her heart that she had melted, and she tried to make Christmas pretty special for us. So, yeah, Electric Football was popular with me. I'm so excited to get that. But you know what? She never got me Legos. It was always Lincoln Logs because we were poor.
Did you know Tudor has sold over 70 million electric football games since the 1960s?
No, I did not know that. 70 million. That's a lot of electric people. A lot of people getting shocked by electric football. That was always the danger of playing electric football, by the way. But you know what? Thank you for that insight, Alexa. Please, feel free to interrupt more often.
You got it, Fuzz Nuts.
Jesus, God, what is it with these insults with you? I have no idea. Jesus. Maybe I need the new Alexa voice. All right, we got a dating dilemma today from Jax S. from Hobbs, New Mexico. He said, I came home early from work last week. Oh, God, I know what this is going to be about. I said, I walked in on my girlfriend. Anytime it starts with, I came home work from early. He said my girlfriend was doing the two guys that live next door. You ladies with a holier-than-thou attitudes. And then you do stuff like this and blame men for being the way we are. And you go finger-cuffing. He said, so I kicked her out. Now she's staying with them, and I can hear them going at it all hours of the night. What would you do given the same situation? Well, I'd move the hell out before I did something that might get me 25 years to life. That's what I would do. Orla, from Belfast, Ireland. Good to hear from people from across the pond, by the way. You know, you can email us, and I don't give last names so you won't get in trouble because I know you're fearful of that. But she says, is there anything your government can do to get the to get this flea-bitten Rosie O'Donnell and her rabid daughter out of Ireland? They're trouble, you know. Yeah, I know. But here's the deal. From what I read, Rosie's applied for citizenship in Ireland, and until she gets that and has dual citizenship status, I sincerely doubt she's going to leave Ireland. I think you're stuck with Rosie for the time being. And I certainly hope her rabid daughter doesn't bite anybody. All right, if you have any questions, comments, or observations, please send them to me and my producer, Fleabag, at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. Yes, Fleabag, what now? He's texting me something here real quick. He said, Tudor still makes electric football, starting at $69.99. What? 70 bucks for electric football game now? What is this, real turf? He said, go to tutorgames.com. Well, I'm not going to do that right now. I think people will be bored. You know, there's nothing like being on like a radio type podcast and having people watch me surf the internet, Fleabag. All right, so I'll do that later and get back to everybody. If you want to go check out tutorgames.com, you're more than welcome to do that and check it out for yourself. But 70 bucks for electric football? My, that's expensive, man. Hey, it's the Funny Bone. All right, let's see what's going on. Hi, Rat's Ass Podcast. Hit me.
I get a lot of hate online. One guy compared me to Hitler. I was like, wow, you really think a few jokes could draw a crowd like that?
Rat's Ass Podcast.
All right, we are playing Total Recall today. I gave you four events to put in order. They happen starting with the earliest. Let's review. Alaska becomes the 49th state. The Empire State Building opens its doors for the first time. Richard Nixon resigns as President of the United States, and the Grand Canyon becomes a national park. Okay, what order? If you said Grand Canyon, the Empire State Building, Alaska, and Nixon.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. You're right. Correct the mundo. But if you missed it, go see a doctor about your head trauma and do get well soon. All right, I got to dart out of here because you're not going to believe this, but I actually met a guy who claims he can turn grapes into wine. And this, I got to see. But I do have one more thing for you. Are you aware the expiration date on water bottles is for the bottle and not the water?
Holy shit!
I could have told you that.
Yeah, well, why didn't you?
Why should I?
Why shouldn't you?
Okay, now I'm confused.
And that's the way I like you, Alexa. All right, welcome to Rat Nation, now with 606 members. Stacy Glass in Topeka, Kansas. Jeff Walker in Corpus Christi, Texas. Wesley Billingham of Walla Walla, Bing Bang, Washington. Scott Williamson from Ogden, Utah. And Kenny McFarland in Long Beach, California. And around the world to listeners in Madrid, Spain, Pune, India, Brisbane, Australia, and in Juarez, Mexico.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at ratsasspodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
All right, that's going to do it. Wrap it up for this Rat's Ass Podcast. Be sure to check out ratsasspodcast.com. To get the entire Rat's Ass podcast experience, listen to shows, read the blog, watch Rat's Ass Rock TV for the new Guns N' Roses tune, join Rat Nation during open enrollment, and connect with me on the socials, too, so we can chat between podcasts. We'll do this again on Thursday, December 11th. Take care of each other, and thanks again for stopping by the Rat's Ass podcast.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and ratsasspodcast.com. ratsasspodcast.com.